From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Lancaster songwriter and musician Cordy Byron. Over the past decade, Cordy has made quite a name for himself in the central Pennsylvania music scene, but a couple years ago, he decided it was time for a break. So he and his girl headed west, zigzagging across the country for a couple months, finally landing in their ultimate destination, Venice Beach, California. It turned into a year-and-a-half-long creative retreat of sorts, filled with a free exploration of new musical territory.
So yeah, going there was a big idea of what I wanted to see happen, and then it was that thing of almost like as soon as you set out on the road, you realized everything goes out the window. You know, that you can't plan anything anymore. You got to let it kind of happen. I think it was kind of the first time I ever was okay with just letting things happen, and then that started to influence creatively, you know, wherever I was going.
Coming up, it's Cordy Byron on his journey to California and return back home to Lancaster. And it's Mickle time. We welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his live music picks for the weeks ahead. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Well, if you're looking for an interesting twist, Opera Lancaster is teaming up with the Millersville University Music Department to bring you Meanwhile Back at Cinderella's on Saturday, April 13th at the Ware Center. This opera of the old familiar tale is written from the perspective of the stepsisters. So what if Cinderella actually liked to clean? Or if the prince wasn't so charming? Or if the stepsisters were just trying to help? Find out Saturday, April 13th during a 2 p.m. matinee or later that evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Ware Center. That's at 42 North Prince Street in downtown Lancaster. It's Opera Lancaster and the MU Music Department with Meanwhile Back at Cinderella's. Visit operalancaster.org for more details. The People's Shakespeare Project presents Happy Birthday, William Shakespeare on Sunday, April 14th at the Keystone Art and Culture Center, 420 Pearl Street in Lancaster. It's the second annual Friend and Fundraiser, and the fun begins at 4 p.m. and includes food, drink, birthday treats, raffles, and live music, plus an exciting new production, Dancing with the Sonnets, beginning at 5:15. That piece is choreographed by F&M senior Sidney Pierce with a score by classical and jazz violinist Christopher Brooks. It's Shakespeare's 449th birthday this year, so come on out and celebrate. Get your tickets for this fundraiser in advance at keystoneart.org. Adults are $25 and students are $15. An additional $5 will be added to ticket prices the day of the show. Our friends Adam and Brad from the Pig Merchants put together two great benefit concerts coming up next weekend on Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th. Here's Adam Rohr from the Pig Merchants.
Yeah, we put together two benefit shows for this young girl, Nina Woods, who has cancer. She's currently battling cancer. And her dad, Johnny, works 20 hours a day, literally, just to make ends meet. And I have a friend on Facebook who had kind of put out like a question and like publicly on Facebook, like, hey, what are some practical ideas that I can do for fundraisers for this family? Because she's connected closely to the family. And, you know, people were saying, well, we could sell subs and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's all great, but that's a ton of work for little money. And I was like, well, I know so many connections now in the music scene. Why don't we just put on a benefit show? I mean, I could probably get a place for free. I could probably get bands for free. So I contacted Mike at Telus, and they were really cool about it. And they let us use the space for the Saturday night. And then I thought, well, who do we want to play with? And so, like, we just got, like, some of our coolest friends who play music locally, like Jake Lewis and the Clergy, Letitia Joy, Ben Rothermel, and Canyons, actually, from Connecticut. So everybody's been really cool. We're putting on these two shows. And actually, how it happened to be a two-night thing is because we could only sell 60 tickets for Telus 360. So Josh Gibble, of course, was like, oh, well, I know a venue who can seat 45 people, so we could just do a two-night thing. I was like, let's do it. So the first night is Saturday, April 13th at Telus 360, and actually tickets are just about sold out for that one. But the next night, Sunday, April 14th at The Cellar, there's still spaces available for that. It's the Pig Merchants, Ben Rothermel, Canyon, and Jake Lewis and the Clergy for that night.
Check the show post for today's episode for more details about these two concerts, and look for a feature interview with the pig merchants coming soon on a future episode of Around the Wood Stove. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his picks for the best live music coming up this month in Lancaster. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks
for having me. It is April, and there's so much going on.
I know, it's that time of year. There's energy. People are happy. There's, you know, nice weather, and
it's insane how much is happening. All, you know, in all the arts. The theater, there's some incredible stuff happening in theater. We have Art Walk coming up at the beginning of May for the visual artists. First Fridays start to really boom. So what do you have for us in the live music scene?
I'm starting off with a name that is, our listeners might say, we get it, these guys are good. The Districts. And I have nothing but love for these guys. But the reason I bring it up is because they're playing the first ever show of a brand new series that Series 42 is putting together at The Fridge.
I'm glad you mentioned this show because I wanted to hear a little bit more about this.
Yes, so this is tonight. This is this evening. And it's tickets are on sale. It's you have to buy a ticket to get in. The Fridge is typically closed on Monday nights. So I had a good conversation with Jamie Fuddy, one of the owners at The Fridge, and he saw this opportunity. It's a very unique space. It's kind of narrow. It's got great, you know, natural acoustics to it. So I think he's looking to get like 40, 50 people in there.
Okay.
And just have these one, I think once a month is the goal. You have to have him on here sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. So is this like a listening room kind of environment he's setting up?
I think it's going to be able to be that. I believe the Districts are playing full force tonight. So that's not going to be – that's so much of a listening room. But my understanding, the conversations we had, he's very open to that and to create an environment where people can sit down and maybe have a touring listening room prone artist that because as we all know that vibe is kind of missing in this town outside of the house show.
I guess I'm just saying, you know, seated because you know I've seen some pretty saw Derry Miller play at Telus 360
mm-hmm.
and it was not an acoustic set but still I consider that a listening room environment where you're
yes.
it's intimate and you're sitting down and you're watching a really good show.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be that. It's going to be a seated environment and obviously some fantastic beers available. And so that show is this evening.
And the Series 42 is putting those together.
Yeah. So Jamie and Fritz are working together, and this is the start. I know that they have a couple shows for May and April, or I'm sorry, May and June on the books. So I forget what they are, but
Talk about them next month.
Definitely something to keep your eye on and to check out if you're free tonight, because it's going to be a very special show.
Awesome.
Moving forward, on April 14th, that's this Sunday. At the Chestnut Hill Cafe, we have a friend of mine, Dave Lefevre, and Old's Sleeper. They're co-billing the Sunday afternoon show that Chestnut Hill puts together. And if these are names that our listeners are not familiar with, you're looking at some fantastic songwriters, some great lyricists. I first got into Dave Lefevre's music through when he was playing with the Cultivators, the band. They have since disbanded for the most part. So he's doing some solo stuff. And Old Sleeper was a guy that I became familiar with through Dave. We had actually gotten involved in this Facebook community that the goal of which was to write a song every week. So it was like the 52-week club or something. And it's a national movement. And there's a group that's got, you know, a couple hundred people in there. But one of the most frequent posters was Old Sleeper from Lancaster. So I got to talking with him. I had him come out and play at Quips once, many months ago. But he's got a great sound as well. So we're talking like kind of a rugged country folk feel for the both of them. But like not country in a pop country kind of way, like a good country kind of way. So that's 3 o'clock? Do those usually?
Yeah, 3 to 5 at Chestnut Hill Cafe. Great series. They've been doing that for a few years now, and it's a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon, especially when the weather gets nice and doors are open.
Yeah, and they. To add on to that, they've every time I go there, it's better. I've played there a few times, and not that I had a great experience, but you know the production of it, the sound, it's got more of a following. People go out there without knowing who's playing, because they know that's going to be something good. So, kudos to Chestnut Hill Cafe. This is definitely a time if you're not familiar with the series to go out and check it out. Moving along, I believe it's the following week after that, we have is this year five?
Yeah, it's the fifth launch.
Fifth year for Launch Conference, which is amazing and awesome, bringing so much music here to town, here in downtown Lancaster. So I want to spotlight two shows that I'm particularly very happy about, and both of which occur on Friday night. So the conference takes place, I think, for the most part, Friday and Saturday, but music happens Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So definitely get to your computer and check out the lineups, because there's a lot of great local musicians, regional musicians, and touring musicians coming in. The first one I want to highlight, I had the pleasure of interviewing for the current issue of Fly Magazine, Holly Williams.
Okay.
She is the granddaughter of Hank Williams, who is an idol of mine and many, many folk and country songwriters. So Holly, I expected something in the pop country, and her newest album, I think it's her third album, it's called The Highway, and it's just beautiful. It's got a very singer-songwriter vibe to it, and she is an amazing storyteller, and it's got some cameos by everyone from Jacob Dylan to Jackson Brown to Gwyneth Paltrow. So, and these are all friends of hers. It's not just like dropping in. So,
right.
If you have a chance, if you get the weekend pass, that's at the Ware Center on Friday night. So, put that on your radar. Also on Friday night, Hewn is playing in the lounge, the Lizard Lounge at the Chameleon Club. Hewn is some friends of mine. It's been great to see their growth over the last year and a half. I stumbled upon them. We shared a bill at the first ever tabletop session.
I was going to say, they were the first tabletop band.
Yeah,
right?
They were the first. I was the second back when tabletops were on Thursday nights. When we moved it to Saturday nights, we just co-billed and played again together. But these guys are awesome. It's reminiscent of emo rock music from early 90s, back when emo was a good thing. Sunny Day Real Estate comes to mind. Very reminiscent of that sound. So it's got a raw garage rock kind of feel, and
great.
I can't get enough of it. So
there's 200 plus bands going to be in town. So if you're unfamiliar with it, just check out launchmusicconference.com and click on the schedule, and you'll be blown away by how much music is going to be in this town Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, that last weekend in April.
The final one I want to point out, you did mention Art Walk coming up. That's the first weekend of May at Telus 360. A little self-serving here. But we have our tabletop session after a four-month hiatus.
Nice.
We're sneaking one back in before some things happen. That it's on May 4th, Saturday night, we have Younger Me and Josh Albright.
Very
splitting
good.
A bill. Josh Albright, local singer-songwriter, whom I've had the pleasure of playing in his band for a little bit when I first moved back to town. But he's been hard at work over the last year. Even putting out a record and getting married the same year is pretty darn impressive. So I know that he put a lot of time and effort driving up to Brooklyn to get that done. So he's got a brand new record that just sounds absolutely amazing. And so we actually have him coming in playing solo, stripped down. So it's a unique opportunity to see him play just a piano and a guitar. And Younger Me is a band that I've been head over heels for. They're a trio from York. And what's amazing about them is there are no guitars. Drums, bass, and the Rhodes keyboard.
Oh, nice.
And their sound falls somewhere in between Youth Lagoon and Passion Pit. So it's got this dancey indie rock vibe, but it's... it got this some at times dreamy aspect to it as well. So they have their album up on their Bandcamp site. It's youngerme.bandcamp.com. Definitely worth a listen. Purchase it. I'm very excited to have them come out. And
very good. We'll link up to everything in the show post, all those shows, and links to the bands as well. Thanks as always, Mike, for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Along with being an accomplished local musician, Mike is responsible for booking live music events at Telus 360, a Lancaster business that brings environmentally sustainable solutions to all aspects of living. Check out the show post for today's episode to link up with Mike McMonagle and Telus 360. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Cordy Byron. Welcome to the program.
Cheers.
I'm excited to talk to you. You've been on my radar for a long time. Cordy Byron is a Lancaster-based songwriter and musician who recently spent about a year and a half in Venice Beach, California, on somewhat of a personal creative retreat. Without a solid plan, Cordy and his girlfriend spent a couple months traveling all over the U.S. on their journey from Lancaster to Venice. While in California, far removed from the musical foundation he had built here in central Pennsylvania, Cordy was free to explore some very new musical territory, and he managed to capture quite a bit of it on self-recorded demos, some of which we'll sample on today's program. He also found a new perspective on his hometown of Lancaster, something that can be difficult to find unless you spend time elsewhere. Well, Cordy's back, and I had the pleasure of chatting with him about the journey and the outcome of his time in California. It's Cordy Byron on Around the Wood Stove. Let's talk about that that recent venture. So you, from Lancaster, you know, spent your formative musical years in Lancaster, play around here, build a really nice name for yourself. And then just a couple of years ago, you know, word got out that you were heading out to California. Why California? Start there.
Yeah, that's a... I don't know. I don't know.
Did you spend time out there?
No, I'd never been there in my life. I mean, I'd gone as far as Wisconsin when I was a teenager. And I remember going as far as Memphis. You know, I was always into traveling and for musical purposes, you know, finding a festival to go to. Or I remember I played at Sun in Memphis just to do it, you know, and things like that, more as excuses to get out of the area. And then... just to see what was there, just always exploring music. And the California thing was, I think, more based around the road trip. I spent about 2 months on the road with my girl in a Subaru going out there, zigzagging. And we'd hit New Orleans and Memphis again and everywhere in between, Austin and Vegas. And I played the whole way out. I didn't book anything and just met people and played. I think the California draw for me might have been the idealism as a young guy of, you know, besides the Beatles, I mean, you know, the Doors, the Dead, you know what I mean? It just all kind of, the Beach Boys, you know, I mean, I love the Flaming Lips, I love Super Furry Animals, you know, it's like no secret, everybody's, you know, vibe, whether you're from here or anywhere else in the world, you know, there's a heavy California vibe in popular music or whatever it is, and it just I knew I wanted to go there, and it's all it was. And I just picked Venice because it was the craziest part I could think of, and that was the thing. It was, well, we'll just go there and we'll live there for at least a year and see what happens. That's like all it was.
Tell me what happened when you pulled into town.
I'll never forget it, because we had been in San Francisco, which is about 7 or 8 hours away from Venice. We took 2 days to get down. We drove the coastal highway the whole way down and stopped to see like everything you can see on the way down. Camped in Big Sur and saw elephant seals and all that. And pulled in. We were near Malibu when sun was setting. Pulled over and saw first sunset there. So we got into Venice. It was night. And I knew one person there, who strangely enough was from Lititz, Pennsylvania. Just met up with him, crashed at his place, started looking for apartments. You know, I mean, it was all so unconventionally planned. I mean, the only thing that was planned was, okay, I have enough money to do this. That was it. And then it was just, let's see what happens. And I'm glad it happened that way. I mean, met so many strange people on the way, and it was just... never seen that place ever, but knowing everything around it, you know, it's like, okay, I know, you know, it was just everything in your head from being a kid or whatever, you know, you get so into that scene or that music. And so, yeah, going there was a big idea of what I wanted to see happen. And then it was that thing of almost like, as soon as you set out on the road, you realized everything goes out the window, you know, that you can't plan anything anymore. You got to let it kind of happen. And I think it was kind of the first time I ever was okay with just letting things happen. And then that started to influence creatively, you know, wherever I was going. I mean, it's, you know, I lived a block from the beach It was expensive as hell, and you have one room with a kitchen and a bathroom, but you're blocked from the beach. You know, you're in Venice, so you can walk down. You know, there's freaks everywhere. Every day is a new story. There's people painting new things on buildings, you know, if not every day, every week or every month. You know, Santa Monica's there, which has a completely different vibe. Marina Del Rey's there, you know, and it was just a very nice change of pace that I know I definitely needed, and coming back now has totally made me, you know, different with everything.
What was the point at which you said, all right, let's go back to Lancaster?
That's tough. I was starting to get to a point where I was thinking, if I'm here and I wind up doing anything other than music, then I'll feel like I didn't come here for the right reason, sort of thing. So it was kind of like, if I came back, I'd be bringing what I felt, what I learned, what's changed me on the West Coast back here, which might benefit more than me. I mean, not to sound lofty or something, but hoping that I can come up with other things to help anything in the area creatively from what I saw there or felt there, not to mention just the songs I had. But I do miss it. I mean, I didn't want to leave. Who would want to leave Venice Beach, California?
Well, I just did what I had to do, and I didn't care if I hurt you. Well, that's a lie, and so is everything that we were living. We were living. You thought that we had it all. Thought that you had me. Oh, well, you gotta stop putting me first in everything you do. Oh, yeah, you gotta stop loving me. Well, I'm lost and I'm not the same. I'm a different man than I was yesterday. Yeah, something opened my eyes and made me feel ashamed of what I was doing.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. My guest today is Lancaster musician Cordy Byron. Cordy spent about a year and a half in California before returning to Lancaster late last year. I was curious about how his time away affected his perspective on his hometown and home music scene here in Lancaster.
I think when I was here before I left, it's very easy to get wrapped up in, maybe not saying yourself, but more wrapped up in maybe the smallness, which isn't even the right term, but thinking that this is all I'm doing, you know, this is all that's going to happen here or something. This is me. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, if I'm going to break out, I got to go somewhere like Los Angeles or something, you know. And then once you're there, you realize it's not what it's about at all. You know, all the coolest things I loved there could happen here. It could happen in Marietta. You know what I mean? They could happen anywhere. You don't need a beach to do it. You know, it's more the concentration of the business end of it there, and a definite grounded, more humbling respect for all the talent in our area, meaning Lancaster, meaning, you know, where we're at, that has always been here and I've always loved and respected, but maybe I've never given more time to with just anything I might have been able to. I don't know, just taking a Saturday night off and going out and seeing a band, you know, things like that, that, yeah. You know, once you're out there, it's like, you know, I should have done that. Or to be honest, more respect for everyone I've ever played with. You know, where once you're away from each other for a year, you know, not only me, but I think everybody else, you know, it forces you to get out of the box. And we all do different things, but at the same time, you all respect each other a lot more. And I think the biggest thing I took from the trip and looking back on, you know, musically and everything, was just that time with people and relationship, as far as, you know, where you're from and everything, can have a hell of a lot more to do with, you know, whatever art comes out of it than, you know, your musical ability, the people you run into, you know? And that might have been I mean there's a lot I got out of doing it, but those were big things where it was more about come back to the place I'm from, you know. If I'm I started putting time into community things out there, you know, and then I was like, well, why, you know, I never did this here, you know. It's like, just where I'm from, like, why should be coming back talking with people and like, let's get, you know, Lancaster's so cool, you know, everything else should be cool around it, and what else can we do? And
yeah,
we all know so much, everybody's so cool around here, everybody's talented, you know. And I had a lot to do with it. Just get out of the box and gain a different perspective on where you're from that I don't think I ever would have got had I not done it.
Tell me what you see. If what you see is real, 'cause I am going nowhere. And life is what you feel. I am always willing. I am trying to walk the line. I am like a rolling stone. I am too late for the sky.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to our conversation with Lancaster musician Cordy Byron on Around the Wood Stove. When you were in California, you recorded some demos. And I noticed that, you know, some distinct differences between your first solo record, the Histrionic EP, the sound of those records. It's big rock. It's you know, the sound of the Venice demos, very different territory, very different.
Well, I'll go into a little bit of overall,
yeah,
the where everything started. Everything I did here, I had kind of the same bassist group to do everything. I had Mike to record and produce, and we had the same studio we used. So going out there, I didn't have it anymore. I did everything on my own in our studio apartment on the beach, and it was like as ideas would hit. I mean, I can't describe the constant creative inspiration every day in that place, whether it was from the weather or being somewhere new, being away from everyone I've ever known, meeting new people, you know, being on a beach. It was just every single thing in my life had changed quickly, and embracing it and being able to write about it, I just feel very lucky it even happened. I don't know where half of anything came from. It just came. I'm lucky I got it. But the recording of it was more having the time to be by myself and do it. And it wasn't like I was doing anything. It was kind of like, you know, come up with new sounds, weird sounds, and embrace more of the experimental and try to make listenable music as experimentally as I possibly could. And then the vibe was just kind of there. It was going to have a, whatever was going on was going to be different. And what was cool is, as it started to happen, I started to realize it was getting different, and I started to get excited. And then it took obviously a long time, and that might have had a lot to do with coming back, where I started to realize I had enough songs and I wanted to make a record, and how could that be feasible to do?
Here's a taste of those Venice Beach demos by my guest Cordy Byron. It's a song called Eyes on Around the Wood Stove.
Cast a spell before she came.
get the feeling that familiar pain. Let you get the best of me, knowing the secrets that you'll never see.
That's a demo from my guest, Cordy Byron. We're sampling some recordings that he made while spending a year and a half living in Venice Beach, California. Here's Cordy talking about the song Stars.
Like any good songwriter out there should be doing, you keep track of your life in a notebook, you know, in whatever kind of piece you want to. And I'm lucky I jotted things down and I pieced some things together. But that song's, I think, my favorite snapshot of that road trip out and how surreal everything was, and you know, being able to pull over and wake somebody up and just to say, let's step out of the car and stare at the sky, you know, to have no time constraint, to have no, you know, not even know where you are, you know, are we even in Louisiana anymore, you know, like that kind of thing. That, but that song to me definitely set the pace for where I think this record's going to go.
Cool.
You know, what's coming. If anybody hears the song Stars and thinks they like any piece of it, even though it's in a demo form, that's a good way of saying this is the vibe of the record to come.
You fell asleep when we left New Orleans. I took an Addy and I drove on through the night. Getting stoned by the bayou moonlight, cruise control and the radio makes me feel alright. You and me out driving under the stars. You and me out driving under the stars.
Well, I wish you absolutely all the best.
Thanks, man.
In your return.
I really appreciate it. Appreciate that.
Good luck with everything with this new record. And keep us posted on it, and we'll be glad to get it out to our listeners as soon as it's ready to go.
Definitely. Sounds great, man.
Thank you.
Cool.
You can keep up with Cordy Byron online at cordybyron.com. From there, you can connect with him on Facebook and Twitter, or you can link up from the show post on today's episode at woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.